Welcome to Rhema for Today.
When you think about Malachi predicting that the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, you think immediately of John's Gospel, the first chapter and the fourth verse, that said, in him was life, and the life was the light. Hallelujah, light. When you think of the sun, you think of light, don't you?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Son of Righteousness. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
How many of you have your Bibles? Praise God. I want you to open your Bibles today to two openings. The 9th chapter of Matthew and the 4th chapter of the book of Malachi. Now that's right close because Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament and Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. I said that to you so you wouldn't start looking in the back of your Bible or over in the front. Amen. Malachi, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. Trust you have your Bibles and you'll read it with us. As we read, you'll watch it. Look, mark, praise God, the Scriptures, and know what the Scriptures say. The 2nd verse of the 4th chapter. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Now in the 9th chapter of Matthew, the 35th verse, speaking about Jesus, for he is the Son of Righteousness that did arise with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. 35th verse of the 9th chapter of Matthew, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. In this book of Malachi, which of course we've already stated and you well know is the last book of the Old Testament. In the last chapter, the 4th chapter, almost the last words, just a few more verses left here. These were the last words that were uttered before the closing of the Old Testament canon. Before those 400 years that were silent centuries, that is, between Malachi and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom God has spoken to us in these last days, as the writer of the book of Hebrews says. Well, we find Malachi predicting the rising of the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. That was that 2nd verse we read of Malachi. Now, that prediction was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, the day spring from on high, who hath visited us. And he was manifested, the Bible said, to destroy the works of the devil. That includes sickness as well as sin. Because he healed all that came unto him and delivered all that were possessed of the devil. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, when it said in that 16th verse, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Well, thank God he is still the same today. He hadn't changed. He's still that same Son, S-U-N, Son of Righteousness. Hallelujah. The Son of Righteousness. Praise God. He still, notice he said, with healing in his wings, Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. Now, when you think of the Son, S-U-N, now he is the Son, S-O-N, but he's also this Son, S-U-N, of righteousness. When you think of the Son, You think of sunbeams. You think of shining light. Well, that's the reason he calls it sun, because he's still beaming love, beaming light, beaming forgiveness, beaming cleansing, beaming or shining, either way you want to say it, healing on all, hallelujah, who will permit him to do so. The life which is the light. When you think about Malachi predicting that the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, you think immediately of John's gospel, the first chapter and the fourth verse, that said in him was life, and the life was the light. Hallelujah, light. When you think of the sun, you think of light, don't you? You see, thank God he is the Son of Righteousness. And that light is still shining into the hearts and the lives of those who are open to him. Now, you know it's hard to keep sunshine out. Amen. You can draw every curtain, pull every blind, shut every door, lock the shutters, close off every avenue, so to speak, but some way or another, the sun has a way of stealing in and making a spot of glory in the midst of gloom. And God is still the same today, and God is not, the Bible said, willing that any should perish. Hallelujah. Even when the doors are shut and barred against him, even when the windows are closed, thank God he still loves those people anyway, just like he loves you, just like he loves me. And he's trying to get in. He's sending a ray of divine light any way he can. Praise God. And you know, it's amazing sometimes how those rays of divine light come to people, sometimes even with barred doors and windows, sometimes through the prayers of God's people, sometimes through testimonies, sometimes just through a kind act of a person of God or a smile, sometimes just a word dropped here and there, just a word of God. Amen. That comes in, that the Holy Spirit can use to enlighten and to dispel the darkness. Well, really, if we want to get the full benefit of the Son of Righteousness, we just should open up to him. Open our entire being up to him. Spirit, soul, and body, and let the sun shine in. Amen. Now, you know, sometimes God can just, like I said, even to those, let me comment on that a little bit, that has the doors all shut and the windows all closed and the blinds all drawn and trying to keep the sunshine out, sometimes he just has a way. Sometimes just a word. I remember I went to hold a meeting in 1950 in a certain place. No, 1952, actually. This was January of 1952. And I was sitting there on the platform. You know, we started off on Sunday night. And I saw a gentleman out there in the congregation. Now, I had not seen that gentleman that I can remember since 1939, 13 years before. And there he sits, he and his wife. Now, when I knew him, last time I saw him, he didn't have a wife. He was an older gentleman. But there's a lady, I didn't know that his wife, I learned later it was his wife. And I saw him sitting there, I recognized him. Like I said, the last time I saw him was at a funeral of one of his relatives that I preached in my church. And he attended that funeral. Otherwise, he never heard me preach. Otherwise, he never met me. Otherwise, he did not know me. I did know this from his relatives, you see, that he was unsaved, that he was not a Christian. I saw him sitting in this church. I saw him singing right along with everybody else sang. I saw him lift his hands, and this almost startled me, knowing something of his background and his what his folks had said about him, you see, and so on. I saw him lift his hands and praise God. I looked his way. He smiled. I think he didn't know that later on. You know, he didn't realize that I recognized him, but I did. And so immediately when the service, the very first service in this church was over, he came and shook hands with me and said, "Brother Hagin, I'm so glad to see you. You remember me?" I said, "Oh, yes, I remember. See, I just met him that one time, just saw him that one time." I said, "Oh, yes, I remember, you know, at the funeral of your niece there in Farmville, Texas, in 1939. He said, "Brother Hagin, I don't know whether the pastor told you. Of course, I didn't, you know, I never thought of it. But he said, "I've just been saved a couple of weeks. In fact, I was just baptized in water here in this church last Sunday night." He said, "You know, I guess maybe this pastor here, I haven't said this to him, he may think it's something that he said or his sermon that brought me to the Lord. But he said, "You know, you said something in preaching that funeral 13 years ago that I've never been able to get away from." And so he said, in this meantime, I had married and we come to live here. And I just couldn't get away from that statement. He said, in the nighttime, that statement, all these 13 years would come back to me. Just one statement. I don't know anything else she said. See, I don't know anything else she said. To everything else I said was evidently closed off. But on that one statement, some way or another, God found a little hole in that curtain he had pulled, and the sun shines through. The light shines through.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
There's a special thing coming up in just a few days. Well,
yes.
May the 16th.
That's right. That's real soon.
It's at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema campus. We have our 51st graduating class of Rhema Bible College here in the U.S. This is the U.S.
Yes.
campus. And there are many campuses that are having graduations all over the world.
All over the world, yes.
All during the year, because their
yes.
school years are different.
Starts differently at different times.
But you're invited to come and to be a part of it. Or if you want to watch it, it's live streamed on Rhema.tv, Facebook, RBTC, USA,
yes.
YouTube, Rhema USA, Rumble,
all
Rhema
kinds
USA.
Of places.
So, you know.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Son of Righteousness. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.